This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Everybody is to leave here immediately. This cafe is closed until further notice. Clear the room at once.
How can you close me up on what ground?
I'm shocked to find that gambling is going on in here.
You're winning, sir.
Oh, thank you very much. Everybody out at once.
Round up the usual suspects.
2-1-1-0.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
New government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have this far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, are you that exceptional American? Everybody wants to know if you are. If you're listening to Agenda 21 Radio on Red State Talk Radio, you are an exceptional American. So welcome aboard. A lot of things going on, as everybody knows. Please visit our website, agenda21radio.news. That's agenda21radio.news. And also newcaliforniastate.com. NewCaliforniaState.com. Boy, I'll tell you, what an absolute what an absolute wonderful weekend for those of you that are going to go crazy with all these things about, you know, now we've got this whole scandal that's developed about Christine versus Brett. Will it ever end? Are we going to get our vote for confirmation for a new Supreme Court justice? This is something that is, of course, the big question of the day. Maxine Waters, she comes out and just sort of slams Kavanaugh and says, oh, there's this incident that happened way back when. Okay. And, of course, this is Dianne Feinstein throwing in a hand grenade, so to speak, after all the hearings, now brings out a woman who says she was attacked, if you will, attacked by Kavanaugh in high school. Mm-hmm. So we're getting into high school. Do you believe this? This is just part of the, I guess you would say, miasma of news hanging around Judge Kavanaugh. This is the Clarence Thomas pubic hair incident on the Coke can. Yeah, isn't that vulgar to even think about that? That's what his accuser said about him. Now, Brett Kavanaugh categorically denies sexual misconduct allegation. And we've got somebody who might not vote for him. Oh, and it might be Flake. What? Yeah, just all it's going to take is just one vote, you know, for the Republicans not to vote for him. And who would it be? Oh, it comes down to somebody who's, you know, much maligned the president, Jeff Flynn. Don't you find that interesting? I still think Kavanaugh is going to be accepted. This is that pubic hair moment that Clarence Thomas had to go through. Remember, staunch Republican. He was black. He was much maligned by the Democrats, of course, because he's black and he's a conservative, and this is what they do. They trash their own, so to speak. That is, of course, the big one. Paul Manafort agrees to plead guilty in Mueller probe. We've heard about this one. Donald Trump Jr. and Kimberly Guilfoyle hit the campaign trail. Oh, and so does Eric Trump. How can I do that? Oh, my God. God forbid. And Laura Trump. They're out here in California. Boy, a lot of things about that. We're going to talk about that in a little bit, about them being in Palo Alto and what did they say to Google. That's another thing. The Trumps are at it. The Trumps are out campaigning. And, of course, the really, really big story that came out over the weekend was that Donald Trump opens up water for California. It's just a huge, huge story. It has a significant impact. A lot of people say, oh, it's no big deal. But it's really a big deal in California. It's really a big deal when the President of the United States says he's going to supersede the state governor and really everything about state governance that's been going on in California. I think it's sort of one of these things where the president really realizes, like everybody in California, we need water, and we have been deliberately choked off from our own natural resources as billions and billions of gallons of water run off into the ocean needlessly, fallowing farms, creating situations in some parts of California where it's a perpetual drought when it shouldn't be, not completing the water projects that were set forth back in the 50s and 60s and stopped by Jerry Brown then. It's just absolutely a terror nightmare, if you will, in California now. Population, since the last time they built anything significant for water storage, has increased in California by 70%. That was in the 1970s. That's how starved for water. Now, listen, here's the deal. Even at that, there's a lot of water. We have a lot of water, and we're sustaining. But the gig is this, guys. This is the gig, is that crony capitalism has settled in. And what you have is overregulation of water. For what reason? For profit by cronies. You have a whole series of various water agencies out there, thousands of them, and they're all dipping into the water gig. And they have been, and they're all basically following the same cronyism that we've found with Jerry Brown over the years. It's just been flourishing. So in other words, they control the supply. They have huge demand and ever-increasing demand, yet they control the supply. Get it? They limit the supply themselves for their own personal gain. Now, what happens when Donald Trump comes and says, oh, you know what? We're going to build out the rest of it for you. We'll have control. We'll probably bring in the Army Corps of Engineers. You won't be able to have the ability to touch the money, Jerry Brown, and others, cronies, who might get in. Well, of course, we have an election coming. We have an election in California. Oh, my God. And people are pounding on the table about that. Should we even have an election in California? It's so corrupt. And it's starting to be recognized as a corrupt system in California by more and more and more individuals. And a lot of stuff is going to start coming out about that. We have a great article that we're going to talk about in the third hour about... we have a very special guest in the third hour. Don Wilson's going to be with us talking about, the significance of the founding fathers and, you know, some of the, I guess you would say, religious entities that we have in our country. It's going to be very, very fascinating. He's got a great book out about the Revolution, about the Declaration of Independence, and all these freedom documents. So we're really anxious to have Don Wilson. He's part of the New California State Movement. He will be joining us by Skype at the top of the hour. So anyway, visit our website, agenda21radio.news. That's agenda21radio.news, and also newcaliforniastate.com. I tell you, If you didn't have a good weekend, I did. And we'll also be talking about what transpired, went down to Southern California, and Gene Autry Museum. Very, very interesting place, the Gene Autry Museum. We're following up on where in the world is the flag? Where in the world is the flag of the, well, are you ready for this? The Californios. The Californio flag, where is it? We know that the Californio flag is down there in Southern California, the Gene Autry Museum. And will they give it up? I don't know. Can we even get pictures of it? That's another thing. I have a picture, but will they let us use it legally? That's the big question. And we're talking about the Gene Autry Museum. Fabulous place. Beautiful, beautiful place. A little bit too politically correct, of course, as if somebody was to walk in and look at it and go, wow, evil white men. It's not evil white men. It's evil, evil. That's the other thing. That is the other thing. And some other things going on. Ralph Reed at Eagle Council. Let's make sure media is shocked again on election night. Ralph Reed, founder of the Faith and Freedom Coalition, gave the Christian conservative pitch and plan for Republican victory in 2018 Friday at the first speaking slot of Phyllis Schlafly's Gateway Council in St. Louis, Missouri. Also, they had one on Saturday in Sacramento. Phyllis Schlafly at it again. Anyway, we got a break coming up. When we come back from the break, well, what about what is going on with Kavanaugh? Stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, agenda21radio.news.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston. With Agenda 21.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer, to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
There are enough laws on the books by Congress that are very clear in terms of how we have to enforce our immigration system.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, agenda21radio.news and newcaliforniastate.com. Okay, Hurricane Florence. This is, of course, the big one on the East Coast, and we've been covering this since it started. Actually, last week we did a lot of live coverage with Fox News. And what we're getting right now is, of course, the extreme flooding that has gone on, and a lot of there's a number of lives that have been lost, unfortunately. That is the way of the world in terms of this type of a storm. They're now starting. It's kind of interesting. A little side note to this. We were talking about perhaps because of this type of a storm, it didn't generate a lot of wind. So the Cat 5 thing went away as it came on shore. And it was like a Cat 1, still 90 miles an hour wind. And the flooding that came along with it because it was a staller. I mean, it was a big time staller. But it just gathered up moisture. And this is kind of traditional, so it drops, but then it's bringing in water. And, of course, the tidal surges and things like that, these have had a big, big play on everything. And now what we're getting is the floods of Florence, as it's being categorized in all the news agencies, the floods of Florence, death tolls, evacuations, worse yet to come. Looters are capitalizing on chaos, price gouging, historic rain. This is what you get, and this is the flooding fears. This is from Yahoo News that we're looking at right now. And so Yahoo News is reporting that catastrophic flooding from Florence spread across the Carolinas on Sunday, with roads to Wilmington cut off by the epic deluge and muddy river water swamping entire neighborhood miles inland. The risk to life is rising with the angry waters, Governor Roy Cooper declared, as the storm's death toll climbed to 17. The storm, actually, those people who got out and listened to everything that we were saying and everybody else was saying about getting out at the time, congratulations. The 17 who didn't, that's another story. And we don't know how each one of those died and everything, but, you know, God bless them. The storm continued to crawl westward, dumping more than 30 inches of rain in spots since Friday, and fears of historic flooding grew, and tens of thousands were ordered evacuated from communities along the state's steadily rising rivers, with the Cape Fear, Little River, Lumber, Waccamaw, and PD rivers all projected to burst their banks. That's no good. That's no good, especially me living in a river community. I get it, you know, when you think I'm luckily above the floodplain, but we still have levees after all. It says, in Wilmington, with roads leading in and out of the city underwater, leading in and out of the city underwater and streams still swelling. Upward, it says residents waited for hours outside stores and restaurants for basic necessities like water. Police guarded the door of one store, and only 10 people were allowed in at a time. Woody White, chairman of the Board of Commissioners of New Hanover County, and said officials were planning for food and water to be flown into the coastal city, nearly 120,000. Our roads are flooded, he said. There is no access into Wilmington. About 70 miles, 115 kilometers away from the coast, residents near the Lumber River stepped from their homes directly into flooded or boats floating in their front yards. River forecast showed the scene. This is about 70 miles north of the coast. Rivers in the Lumber River stepped from their homes directly onto flooded boats. It says flood boats, and it says downgraded overnight to a tropical depression. See, this is where it gets to be bad. And this be the size and everything. It says Florence is still massive, but with radar showing parts of the storm over eastern states and flood worries spreading into southern Virginia and West Virginia, North and South Carolina are still in the bullseye. See, it's just going to keep coming at us. And halfway around the world, meanwhile, Typhoon Mangkhut barreled into southern China. Kind of interesting, you know, going down to Southern California in 2 days, I didn't see any chemtrail activity. Didn't. That is very odd. Very, very odd about what was going on. I'm not being a spoil sport about this in any way, shape, or form. But I'm just saying that that is very, very odd from what we have been experiencing. Because, you know, we're just chemtrail alley here in California, Northern California, and we haven't seen much at all. We're going to catch a little bit of a glimmer of news here from ABC News, is it? Well, we don't know. Which one are you guys? Come on, you know, I love it when these guys put these news clips together and they don't recognize themselves. I mean, we're glad to say who they are. This is a local community, and they're being flooded out right now. We're going to see if we can get a little spot of information from them.
Day long, rain on and off, and some strong Florence, winds North blowing Carolina. By. Right now, we're near the water's edge at the Intercoastal ABC in Wilmington. We're right outside of Wrightsville Beach, which is a popular island where many people from North Carolina come to visit. We just got an update. The residents who live on that island still not allowed back to their homes on that island, but they're expected to hopefully get back as early as Tuesday, but they're still not sure when that will exactly happen. I want to show you some video. Take a look at this video of some of the damage we've seen. This video that we're starting out with is when police pulled up and noticed that there were two vehicles stuck in some high floodwaters. The fire department had to come out with their boat and check those vehicles to make sure that they there weren't any people inside of the vehicles. Luckily, no one was found inside of them, but we continued to drive around the area, and there are downed trees also in a community right outside of downtown Wilmington, and those are massive older trees that have been there for a while. I want to take you here and show you some of the damage that we have here. This is right along the water. Like I said, take a look at this. This is a massive power line that was knocked down during the storm. Just amazing to see the strength behind this storm as it just knocked these power lines down, but it fell over top of this dock here. Now, the good news is that most of the damage isn't very significant in this area. They said they've seen much worse when it comes to storms that blow through this area. But again, they're still asking residents to stay put where they are, where it's still safe. John and Christina.
And Anna, you were driving around. Did you come across a lot of down power lines? Because obviously that's a big danger.
Well, that's the major issue right now, is that a lot of these roadways aren't passable because there's either down power lines or down trees. So right now there are plenty of crews out on the road trying to get all of that out of the way so residents can come back as soon as possible.
So that sort of gives you a flavor. That was Anna Rivera from ABC News, and this looks like in North Carolina. So this is these are just some of the collateral damage of this sort of thing coming on board, and you're going to get more and more rain, more and more flooding. And, of course, the flooding and fire, two of the biggest problems, of course, in natural disasters, fire and flood, flooding and fire, whatever you want to say. And it looks like 17 dead at this point in time. We're going to be watching and seeing, of course, where that all leads to. You got to be prepared. You know, my place is packed with all kinds of preparedness stuff, and you do too. And, especially on the East Coast, it's this preparedness business. There's a lot of these companies out there selling generators and products and things like that. Always be prepared. And I think that this is a real cottage industry that developed really big time during the Obama era. And even now with many of the natural disasters, there's, of course, this industry has proven its worth, I think, especially in places like this. But it's interesting to see how people have weathered this storm and how many people fled to safety, which I think is obviously the best thing. I know I would think, well, we can weather it. I've done that before in fires. But, you know, you got to know when you got to go. Anyway, thanks for listening. We'll be right back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Visit our website, agenda21radio.news.
Yeah.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-826-1132. That's 800-826-1132. Again, 800-826-1132.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle. It's all present at the Agenda 21 show.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. This came out the other day. California poverty rate is still the highest in the nation despite the state's efforts. Okay, little taste of that one. This is some of the stuff we're going to talk about a little bit later on in the week, actually, for New California and so on. We've got the conference coming up, convention. Buy your tickets for that in Southern California. That the convention is going to be absolutely, I think, a barn burner. We got a lot of things going on, a lot of details happening. The race is on for a new state. And we have a special presentation, actually. I was on Dave Janda's show yesterday, the Dave Janda show. And it was interesting. We talked about New California. That was really the exclusive discussion. And we talked about the president listening in on the discussion yesterday about New California. According to Dave Janda, the president of the United States listened to the interview that we had. And it was pretty impressive, I do have to tell you, knowing that that was happening. And we know that the president does listen to that show, and it's sort of a Sunday show listener. And I want to thank the president for listening in. I think we gave him a pretty thorough report of what's going on in New California, where we stand and positioning ourselves, what we're doing. And it was very telling. So we're very pleased with that. What we will do is get that up and running for you. Not today, but during the week, we'll play the interview so you can hear what the president heard from me. And also, you might want to check out the Dave Janda show on the website. I think he's probably got that interview up and running right now, even though we don't. But clearly he does. And so, anyway, you might want to sneak over there. Listen, don't do it now. It's right in the middle of my show. Come on. Anyway, but it's, I think, a very, very telling interview. I think we're as thorough as possible and, you know, deliberate as possible about what we're doing with New California. And we're winning, winning, winning. A lot of people don't necessarily understand how we're winning, 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 but we absolutely are. We're the last one standing, and it's exciting. It really is exciting. And many thanks to people in Danville, California. Went over there on Friday night. Was it Friday? No, Saturday night. It's all a blur. So it was a very, very busy weekend. Did a lot of traveling. A lot of traveling over the weekend, let me tell you. Lots of traveling. And very, very beneficial, though, for New California. So that's the cool thing. Anyway, but let's get back into a couple of things that are going on. We're kind of pressed for time right now because we got an interview coming up in the third hour with Don Wilson. He's going to be talking to us about the Constitution. And he's got a great, fabulous book out about the Constitution. So I definitely want everybody to be paying attention as to what's going on there with that. And that's at the top of the third hour. Don Wilson is a writer about the Constitution, and he's written some really, really good stuff. He will be a featured speaker at the New California State Constitutional Convention coming up. Part deux will be coming up. And that will be October 5th and 6th down in Irvine, California. And we're really excited to be down there and really excited that people are excited to be down there. So that's kind of an interesting little situation. The tickets are online. They're going to go up actually this week. So you want to, while I'm still on the air and we haven't managed to mosey on over and change the prices, you might want to be able to pick up some of those tickets to go to newcaliforniastate.com. And click on for the rooms and all that good stuff. Just high drama. High drama. That's the way I sort of look at it with all the stuff that's going on. Our country is changing and shape-shifting, if you haven't noticed, in a very, very positive way. And again, many thanks to Donald Trump for finally bringing the bacon home after all these years and sort of forcing the hand of California. I think it's going to be New California. This is this deal. There's a story out there. All right, I'm biting on my own story. Come on. There's a story out there that was released by Breitbart and Joel Pollack. He's the one who actually put it up last week and happens to deal with the president getting on board with currently California. See, I'm certain it's New California. I'm just staying with it and. We're kind of getting used to that. Let's all get used to saying New California because it's going to be the next in the next state, the 51st state. It's going to happen. Everybody else is not doing it right, doing dumb things, that sort of thing. Anyway, but in this particular case, with what is happening with California and the water and all this other good stuff, it's been absolutely a fantastic little. Trip, if you will, with the California State Water Project. It was something that was started in the planning, I think, goes all the way back to the 40s for water projects throughout California, because California used to always, you know, it was feast or famine, flood and drought, and I mean literally flood. The Central Valley, you know, take a look at the Central Valley of California. It looks like a big bowl. Well, it was a bowl for water. Water every year would flood out of the Sierras, and it was just an abundance of water. Some places, the Central Valley would flood as deep as 25 to 35 feet deep. And, of course, today that's not the case because we've got dams that have basically been put in place. The California Water Project was started up in the 50s, headed really pretty much by Jerry Brown and his dad, which is kind of interesting, isn't it? I mean, really. If you think about it, Jerry Brown's dad was the one who was really behind the California Water Project, and he brought everything sort of to fruition relative to the California Water Project, which was really kind of cool. And, you know, now we've got this situation that's developed with the new water project that's coming. See, Jerry Brown stopped the California Water Project back in when his time, and it really kind of came to a screeching halt. He got done, I think, in 1984, and then by the time he became governor from 76 to 84, the stoppage of the remaining parts of the California Water Project were in the mix. He stopped them. One of them is the Auburn Dam in the Auburn Ravine. And, you know, the Auburn Ravine is a beautiful, beautiful place. Auburn's a beautiful town, by the way, up in the Sierra foothills. And it is the confluence, or actually it's the American River that comes out of the Sierra Nevada right there. And they were going to dam it up and create this huge, huge lake, very, very deep, I might add. And to stop, number one, flooding of Sacramento, and downstream they had Folsom Dam, if you will. And the Folsom Dam was built many, many years ago to sort of slow the American River coming into Sacramento area and so on like that. I think it's in the 30s that they actually built that one out. But Trump now has decided to open it all up. So this is what's going on right now. This is an article that was written by Joel Pollock last Friday. It says Trump credited with funding California's first new water storage in 40 years. Since President Donald Trump is being credited for the passage of a new provision through the U.S. House of Representatives on Thursdays that will provide funding to help California to build its first water storage infrastructure in 40 years. This was reported by McClatchy, basically the Sacramento Bee. They reported this, and everybody's going, wow. Yeah. So this is what's happened, is that there's a bill that's moving through the House of Representatives, and it passed. It got out. It's going to go to the Senate, where they expect it to be signed. And what's going to happen is the signage is maybe as early as this week by the president. Now, that's moving things along. It says the House approached. We count up the. Come on. I hate it when this happens. I'm coming up against a break. Anyway, when we come back, we'll talk about this, because this is critically important for, well, what's going on to destroy the deep state in California. It's exactly what the president is doing. We'll be right back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a bill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-826-1132. That's 800-826-1132. Again, 800-826-1132.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
We're also a nation of laws. That's part of our tradition.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. Okay, so the president has stepped in all over California, you know, realizing that it's an out-of-control state. The president has started to assert itself. The federal government is starting to assert itself in California. And there's a long history. We're going to try and get some of the water specialists here that can give us a very, very good perspective without the taint of other things about what is going on in water in California, and especially with this particular project. But this is a moving piece of legislation right now. And the title of this article that we have up here for you is called Trump Credited with Funding the California Water Storage Situation, which was stopped 40 years ago. And it says here that President Donald Trump is being credited for the passage of a new provision through the U.S. House of Representatives on Thursday, that's last week, that will provide funding to help California build its first water storage infrastructure in 40 years. This actually came from the Sacramento Bee. I mean, that's a big deal. It says the House approved several provisions Thursday that will help fund water storage projects, and the Senate expected to concur shortly, and Trump is expected to sign the legislation into law this week. Republican Jeff Denham and Democrat Jim Costa have been pushing for additional water. In other words, a Republican and a Democrat in California got together and said, let's do it. We got this. To quote some people. It says Jim Costa may have been pushing for additional water storage for the state for years constantly at risk of drought California. Since 1979, California's population has grown 70%. Says Denham's proposal allows local irrigation districts to apply for low-interest federal loans from the Environmental Protection Agency to build new reservoirs, below ground storage projects, recycling and desalination projects. Those are desperately needed in parts of California to capture rains and runoff from the mountains so water can be stored and used in drier seasons and in years of drought. Now, this is a completely different departure from the radical environmentalist loons that have been destroying the California water infrastructure system for years, so that water can be provided for fisheries downstream on all the so-called rivers of California. That's kind of interesting. Being a biologist and an environmentalist, you have to hearken back to the time. They're trying to protect these fisheries. And normally, in normal, natural, native habitat, get rid of the dams and get rid of all the reservoirs in California and go back 200 years ago. What was happening to these very rivers that they're saying must have water flowing through them, therefore depleting water in reservoirs and dumping billions of gallons of water out into the ocean to protect a few fish over human beings, I might add. But it's stupid. Look at this. 200 years ago, what was going on in these rivers during the summertime in the early fall? In the fall, they dry up. Hello? Hello? Do we hear that? They dry up. It's just a natural response. Hello, that's the way it is. California, before the infrastructure was all put in, it was feast or famine for water. There was flooding and then there was drought. That's the way it was yearly that was done like that. So a lot of these rivers and estuaries and streams that they're talking about, that they have to have free water flowing through it, now that we have dams and reservoirs to protect those fish hatcheries, in the native natural environment, they dry up so the fish couldn't be spawning down there. Do you get it? And so they've required through these crazy California environmental laws that these dams open up and dry out the reservoirs so that water can constantly run down year-round these rivers and streams that in their native environment, natural environment, would dry up in the summertime. But, you know, we had plenty of salmon from those rivers year in and year out. The records are very clear. Now, gee, what goes on there? Well, that's because we're being stupid. If we just leave it in its natural state, guess what? The salmon come back. I know. I can hear them now. The ichthyologists in California, UC California, that's not true. Wow, we got studies. You know, BS. You don't have, your studies are wrong, and they've been wrong. So now we've got this drought situation, perpetual drought in California, because they're manipulating the water flow. It's a man-made drought. I've been telling you that. Then you mix in the weather modification and all that other good stuff. Yeah, boy howdy. And then deliberately stopping during the Brown administration part deux, the second one, the second term of uno. Yeah, part one, I guess you'd say part one, part two of part one. Year two, or no, it was not year two. What was it? Term two, Jerry Brown. He's had, four terms. Two of them illegally and unconstitutionally, in my opinion. No one challenged it. So now we want to, of course, build it out. What was started and by Jerry Brown's dad and stopped by him, the dam guy. The guy wanted to bring down Oroville Dam, of all things. Quote here by me. He says, I've always said New California State will build out and finally complete the state water project that was stopped by the water mongers and environmentalists. Trump just gave us the financing to do it. That's me. But Trump's election also helped to break the logjam. This is what they're saying in the article, especially as he has pushed for more infrastructure spending. More infrastructure spending. In addition, as Breitbart News noted earlier this year, the state allocated funding for the site's reservoir, which will store water from the Sacramento River. What a joke that is. Brown and all of his little cronies being paid billions of dollars in that deal. And, oh, by the way, site's reservoir, 6 miles north of the Jerry Brown Ranch. Now, why is that significant? Because the site's reservoir, the water in the reservoir, is not going to be suitable. It's not potable water, and it cannot be used for irrigation. What can it be used for? It can be used, very well, for fracking, for oil. Yeah. And underneath the Jerry Brown Ranch, just 6 miles south, and by the way, the water will be clearly gravity-fed. Why? Because they have to make an accommodation for the site's reservoir. They take water. Listen to this. They take water from the Sacramento River and they pump it uphill into the foothills, into this man-made site's reservoir, which is a shallow reservoir, I might add. It's not real suitable for much. It's very suitable for fracking. Now, why is that significant? Because at the Jerry Brown Ranch, underneath the ranch, is the extension, the final extension of the Monterey Shale. Shale, get it? Oh, shale. Wait a minute. The Monterey Shale formation. Why is that important? Monterey Shale, you know, shale for frackable oil. Estimates from $2 to $3 billion of frackable oil underneath Jerry Brown's ranch. Huh. No wonder the environmentalists are all upset with him, right? Because he likes fracking. Did you? The one exception to the Jerry Brown radical environmentalist rule is, oh, I like fracking. We love fracking for oil. Do you see why we're so disgusted by these kind of guys like Jerry Brown? Do you see why the state of California is a mess? It's just outrageous. This is outrageous what's going on. So this is what's happening in California as a state. They're having this sort of issue happening, isn't it? Too bad. Okay, but this is where the president comes in. The president is on board, and it looks like the Senate is on board to provide the money that's necessary to build out this infrastructure, and it will do so. And you can bet they will absolutely account for every dollar that goes into this federally and see that it is spent in the right places and not diverted. Not diverted, by the way. I know that that feels like to have it diverted. Not diverted from this water project. Now, what will California, what will New California look like? This is a godsend to New California, in my opinion. It proves that we were right all along and have been right all along about water in California and water in New California. Now, this is why it's significant. New California will become a state in 2 years. That's significant. Just in time for all this water play to be administered by a new state constitution and put an end to the cronies, if you will, of Jerry Brown and all these water agencies. Now, there'll be the water agencies around. We understand that. We understand how the contracts work and things like that. But a new actor will be in town, New California. And New California will build out the rest of the water project for the state of California. Because why? Because all the land, all those areas in which you get water runoff that goes down into the Central Valley that's being wasted right now, all that is in New California. New California will have jurisdiction over it. That's what's going to happen here. You cannot trust anything that comes out of Sacramento. Period. It's over for them. This is the beginning of the end. What just happened with this whole water project thing. This is a good thing. This is a good thing for everybody, everybody in the nation. Because it also puts, well, the deep state on notice. Because it's now touching the deep state of California. Yeah, well, the people don't realize that we have the deep state out here, of course. Big time. Nancy Pelosi, Dianne Feinstein, who, you know, of course, then we get into the whole thing going on with Brett Kavanaugh, right? That's our deep, and the Browns, all this stuff, and the Newsoms, the deep state's here. Anyway, we got to run for time. Coming up next, we got a great interview coming up with Don Wilson talking about the Constitution, so you might want to stay with us. Visit our website, agenda21radio.news, and also newcaliforniastate.com. We'll talk about the Constitution. It's going to be a fabulous conversation coming up here with Don Wilson. So stay with us in the next hour. And remember to visit our website, agenda21radio.news and newcaliforniastate.com. And stay strong, America. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
You're listening to Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio. Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.